Schönen guten Nachmittag.
Good afternoon, everyone. Circle Rhythm Ritual. That's the next session. What we'll be doing is, first of all, seeing five films that have something to do with these three concepts. Supposedly, we'll see. Ultraviolet, Dario Schwarzstein from Buenos Aires, Matter and Leather, also from Buenos Aires, Cola Bottles, Minel Chasli Cairo, Loom, Lu Buyen, Guyen Trinity Hanoi, and Applying Labels, a film from Mexico City. Now, rhythm is the most obviously linked to the entire project, not just to this section. And sitting here for 3 days and staring at the heading, you realize there's actually two different titles to this conference exhibition. The English title refers just to the single shot, whereas the German title is more complex. Eine Einstellung zur Arbeit has the term Einstellung in it, which means both a shot, but it also means an attitude or a stance vis-a-vis work. And that idea of the attitude or stance is something which is very important when we're looking at the category of rhythm, because very fundamentally, rhythm is something which in cultural philosophy always has the idea of forcing people into uniformity, getting them to conform to a model or template and toe the line. But at the same time, a rhythm is also what people produce in order to organize themselves against the parameters, instructions which frame them. So rhythm, it is alleged, has these two characteristics to it. And there are two elements to it in terms of dividing up time. Generally, rhythm has two forms of division of time, one counterposed to another, and often comprised within this is a different kind of attitude towards work. So you can see this here, this rhythm as an indicator of intention. It's something which is accentuated as the intention of the working individual, but it's also the exact opposite thereof. Rhythm is also something which indicates the absence of intention, indicating that somebody is somewhere else with their thoughts, can be, because the rhythm ensures that work continues nonetheless. Rhythm generates simultaneity and difference, acceleration and delay or hesitation, and the three categories put forward by André Lefebvre in his book Analyzing Rhythm are very relevant here. Three subcategories pertain to everyday life: polyrhythmy, eurythmy, and arrhythmy. So the polyrhythmic, the eurythmic, and the arrhythmic. Multiplying of rhythmic behavior in polyrhythmic behavior, being absorbed into rhythm in a eurythmic approach, and trying to move away from rhythm in an arrhythmic approach. For him, and in these films too, all three categories have both a positive face and a negative face. It can mean fitting in and escaping from that. It can mean being subjugated and not being subjugated. So now, without further ado, we shall see these films, and then I shall introduce the panel participants, and then we'll hear from Kudwo Eshun and Aisha Hamid, and then we will have a discussion. Thank you.